All right, welcome. So I'm Kale, he, him, and we're going to be playing some Urban Shadows Second Edition. David, want to introduce yourself first, who you'll be playing?
Yeah, hi. David MK, he, him pronouns, playing Morgan, he, him, using the Gargoyle playbook, non-standard. And Morgan is in charge of protecting Millennial Tower and went with some associates to go save someone who was friend-napped, and it didn't turn out so well, including losing my car. So Morgan's beside himself, but more importantly, Dancy and he are not doing well.
And Brandon, you're on mute.
I'm Brandon He. I'm playing Dancy Flammarion. She, who is a monster hunter turned sworn, working for a group of minor deities called Euthanatos. They're very concerned about the veil between the living and the dead. Recently went with Morgan and Dara to try to find out what happened to Red, and things go went poorly, resulting in an altercation with me and Morgan against a big werewolf that hasn't gone so well so far and isn't over.
All right, and just as a reminder, we are using some safety tools as part of this game. So we have gone through some lines and veils, and those are in the character keeper. You can always use the X card to stop the action if you need to. And we've got an open door policy in case anyone needs to leave, whenever no questions asked. So I think where we left off with you two were that you were embroiled in a fight with some werewolves outside of their den after this attempt to rescue Red. And I think that so I think you, Morgan, you had just thrown a werewolf off of Dancy, who had been knocked to the ground, and used a little more oomph than you had intended, and as you mentioned, destroyed your car and your one way out of this, one easy way out of this, and the there was a I guess a pack of wolves broiling out of the building to try and figure out what is happening in front of out in front of their den. You've probably got only a few moments before they're on you.
Well, I have an idea. We only fought one werewolf and we're in this much trouble. I think since Morgan's in full gargoyle with wings and all, he's gonna scoop Dancy up and try to fly away.
All right, so I think I believe the role you used last time was let it out to
Oh, that's right. We
form
were
a
gonna
monstrous
fall out or
weep.
something, weren't we?
Yeah, so
Oh my gosh.
I think you have not transformed fully yet.
Oh,
Although,
okay.
so I think if you want to transform, that is an option, right? I believe you can always roll. Do you roll let it out to transform, or is that? I think there's a different move. Sorry, let me pull that up.
Let's see. There are some options that I chose for transformation.
Yeah, I think there was a way, like when it's not nighttime, I believe there is a way for you to transform. Or at least for the wolf that you were basing it on, and I think you had kept
Yeah.
similar language. Oh yeah, that's right. You've got your.
No, I chose. Let's see. Where did I put it?
Yeah, so the thing I was looking at is by default, you can transform at will between sunset and sunrise,
Right.
or by letting it out even during the day, and selecting transform from one form to another. Now, I think the thing you picked last time was perform a monstrous feat of strength and agility. So I do believe you will be looking for another role if you want to do a full transform to take
Sure.
advantage of
Yeah,
your flight here.
yeah, let's do that. So, okay. I think the weak I think my weaknesses that I chose, they're right here. I don't think I chose a restriction on transformation. I chose sometimes I transform when I'm stressed or angry, and that transformation draws the attention of supernatural creatures. Okay. And it wasn't it dusk when we got to this compound?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I thought I asked you a question.
I'll be honest, I do not remember the timing.
Okay.
Oh no, I think it's not dark yet because session one, Dancy and Carrie have a canonical meeting after dark in the in Central Park that still hasn't happened yet. We're still in like
Flashback mode.
yeah, we're still in like sometime late afternoon, probably at this point.
This is a slow burn.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm looking to see where do I roll on blood?
I believe let it
Or
out is spirit.
okay. Spirit. All right. Let's see here. Spirit. Okay, I've got a plus two on that. I just, all right, there we go. 2d6. All right, two of those plus two. Here we go. Let's see.
All right, so there's an
All right.
eight.
Yeah, partial. Let's do it.
So on an eight for let it out, so on a hit, mark corruption and activate the ability. And then I could tell you whether it's costly, limited, or unstable.
Sure. There's my corruption marker. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I think what's happening here is So I think this is going to be I think your transformation is so, I mean we've already seen it be somewhat out of control in this sort of stressful situation. So I think you are going to be able to transform, but you're not quite sure when how long you'll be able to keep it going. So if you take off, holding the two of you, there is a risk that there's a risk that you may have that you may that the transformation may abandon you at an inopportune moment.
I think, yeah, I think that's like a later problem in Morgan's mind. Like, let's get some distance, and then we'll I don't know, fall in a tr alley dumpster or something. Get out of
Sure.
here.
All right. So
Oh,
Dancy, you
actually, I think Morgan would be thinking about, because we never got a name on the cemetery.
True.
I don't know if it would make sense to head in that direction or not. Thinking that
So,
maybe Dancy could be saved by
right, by
their whatever.
Euthanatos. Yeah, I think you folks are somewhere in sort of kind of the west, what's the like West End or Beacon Hill area. So I think, and I know one of the cemeteries I was looking at, like there is a cemetery down in the south end of the common, so that could be, and that's sort of closer to Millennium Tower as well, or at least tangential thereof. So, yeah, you could be heading that way, and then you've got trees to crash into and things like that. So
Which is great because I like to find solitude in nature, so this will be fine.
not that there's a lot of trees in the Boston Common, but there's some.
Some that can support whatever my weight is and gargle,
Yeah, I
I'm
mean,
sure.
they'll at least pad your landing. Okay, so you were the goal here was you were going to transform to get the both of you out of this, but I think it's taking you a little bit of time. And Dancy, you've had time to sort of struggle to your feet, I think. But the wolves are closing in. So I think you've got an avenue to escape. Right. So if you really if you if the goal is to take off, and get the both of you out, that you have an avenue to escape. Like you have the means to escape. But I think you're going to need to fend them off or like sort of create enough of an opening for Morgan to
Okay.
get you out.
I'm good at that.
So you've got some options. I think you could attempt to trick them. You could attempt to turn to violence and look to create an opening or something of that sort. There's probably other you might have a let it out move that I haven't looked at.
My let it out's
Not relevant.
not count. Well, no, it's I can't count on it.
Fair.
No, the spirit of minus one. So, well, Simple Mayhem didn't work so well. So now I'm going to go with trash talking.
Okay. So what's this look like? How are you?
I'm basically going to back up back to where I'm not easily flanked, and point at the biggest one of them and say, "Back off, furballs. You don't know who you're dealing with."
All right.
Okay. You want serious fucking repercussions that are above your pay grade. You just come on.
Excellent. So I take that was a mislead, distract, or trick. Is that
Well,
the
yeah, there
what
may
you're
be
aiming for
stabbing if
here?
this doesn't work, but yeah.
All right. Go ahead, roll with mind.
Eight.
An eight. Okay, so on a 7 to 9, pick two. So they are fooled for at least for a moment. So you can create an opportunity, expose a weakness or flaw, confuse them for some time, or avoid further entanglement. So I think you'll need create an opportunity if you want to open up a little
Yeah.
room to escape.
I think create an opportunity and avoid further entanglement.
All
I'm
right.
just trying to get them to hold up for a moment.
Okay, so I
I
think
mean, if I see that Mason's doing something, because if he wasn't doing something, I would have picked to confuse them for some time.
Sure.
maybe give me a chance to duck under somebody's arm.
Yeah, no, I think create an opportunity is like that is going to give you that's going to give you the opening to for both of you to fly out of there. You just, you've there they are, the two of you showed up of nowhere. Morgan has just turned into a, giant hulking hulking figure with, wings. I think you've given them enough reason to pause.
Haha, joke.
I think Morgan, why don't you follow up with your escape a situation role, and then we will jump over to Ms. Mash for a minute.
Okay,
So that
now,
is with blood.
yeah. Is there the option for helping with this, or is it just a flat?
So you, the way help works is that you, Dancy can lend a hand after you roll. So you'll see what you roll, and then if you don't get as much as you'd like, then you can, Dancy can go for
And then
a help.
I had another question. I marked corruption. Does that mean I do anything else, or just do I get anything from that, or just have the
No, so
ruin
that
and corruption?
when you hit so just when you hit five corruption, then
Corruption
you'll take
advance.
a corruption move, a corruption
Okay,
advance. Yep,
cool.
but
All right.
By the way, what circle are you?
Knight.
Thank you.
All right, so blood. I think I've got one. Let's make sure. Blood one. Yep.
I hold on. Sorry. I was just thinking about corruption and was looking at Dancy's corruption trigger about breaking vows, and I was trying to remember, did so one of your vows is to never strike the first blow.
I didn't. They grabbed
You
Dara.
didn't. What's that? They grabbed Dare.
They
Okay,
grabbed
that's
Dara.
right. Good. Perfect. I think the other ones have not come into play. So I think you're good.
Didn't ask me who I was or what I
They
was
did not
doing
ask
there.
you who you're what. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not telling them anything. Always avoid collateral damage. I didn't cause the collateral damage.
Nope. You were very precise.
And the werewolves are not my enemies. Even if they were, I wasn't couldn't do a whole lot about them right now.
All right, I got
Perfect.
a
You got a nine with for
nine.
your escape. So on a hit, you get away and choose one, and on a 7 to 9, the MC chooses one as well.
So if Dancy wants to help, they can possibly
That's right. With a
do it.
if Dancy helped, then you could get it get to the point of where only you have to pick something
Okay,
instead of
wonderful.
both of us picking.
That sounds good. I'll try and help.
I mean, I am leaving my car behind, and that is important to me.
So
It's gonna like lead back to me, I'm sure.
besides which, they'll strip it or
Yeah, I mean,
something
yeah,
horrible.
they have no sense of taste, so
Right. So
yeah.
a help is so help is just a
A help
straight roll
is
with the
roll with knight.
Yeah, roll with me. Okay, lend a hand. Got it.
Right. Okay, so you
I
got a
and by the way, my lending a hand here, gonna make it appropriately thematic. I make a little lunge at the nearest one and snarl. And he backs up.
Nice.
Dancy, just can't
and I'm
leave it alone.
and Dan, and no, I just like no, I'm buying you space so that none of them
You are.
grab you. I'll
Yeah,
explain later. But the point is that it's almost it would be humorous in a lot of respects because these guys are twice Dancy's size. I mean, Dancy's probably like 130 pounds. So these the big ones here are hugely outclasser, apparently.
Nevertheless, I think Dancy's the one closest to Morgan just steps back a minute as Dancy comes, you know, just the sheer look of ferocity on her face. And I think Morgan, you're able to scoop her up and take off into the skies. Miss Mash.
Hello.
Last we left you, I believe, well, Red and Stella had a whole, there was a whole reading going on that we'll maybe cover later
Yes,
once.
Red ruined my week, as is his wont.
Yes. So I believe you, I believe Auntie Mame was a little ticked with you and having used her power and then not actually gotten anything out of the deal. How are you going to make it up to her?
How am I going to make it up to her? Let me see here. I mean, does she have something in mind, or is this, I'm just reminding myself here.
Yeah, well, you
Right,
know that.
brokering demonic contracts. Is there some kind of contract or deal that she needs brokered?
Well, you know in general that she really just loves to get she loves to grow her circle of influence and really just, you know, the more friends she can have, the better. So I think if you were to come with her
I
with
show up
some.
I show up at Akiko's. I believe she's her gallery.
So Akiko is actually already. So Akiko is the Akiko is already in Auntie Mame's
Oh, I know she's
employment.
in her
Okay,
people.
perfect. She is not. She doesn't own the gallery. The gallery is
Oh.
owned by Candida.
But Akiko is the recruiter.
Akiko has been doing some recruiting at the gallery. That's right.
Yes, I show up at the gallery.
Okay. Are you looking for Akiko, or
Yes, I'm looking for Akiko. I show
okay.
up.
I think what I'm going to say here is that so Akiko is not, you know, the gallery is like one place that Akiko has, you know, she found Luther there and was able to get his business in exchange for some promises around his future artwork. But I think you are going to need to maybe do some asking around to figure out where Akiko is. That said, I think you might be able to, if you'd like, you could probably you could probably find Luther there, and he might be able to tell you.
Yeah, do you want me to hit the streets?
I would love you to hit the streets, yeah.
Sure.
And go ahead and, I guess, hit the street with Wild.
Yeah. Realizing looking at my stats, my plan is a dumb one, but we'll see how it works. Oh, where is that? Safety, right. Safety. Wait, where's the die roller? I can't find it. There it is. Okay, and I believe I have plus one in wild. Yes. What's an 11?
An 11. Okay. So first of all, you can go ahead and mark wild on your character sheet. So I think what Luther tells you is that he actually had a meeting or a check-in planned with Akiko later, and she was going to be at her favorite coffee shop just down the way, not far from the gallery, but that I think if you are wanting to get get in touch, find Akiko, then, and that's probably the place to go.
Yes, I definitely show up there. I think my sound settings still haven't been updated. Why aren't they going up? There we go. Sorry if I've been very quiet. I realized my sound settings weren't updating. There they are. Okay, that should be better.
Oh yes, that is much better.
Okay, so yes, I show up. Akiko, how wonderful to see you here. Who would have thought we'd run into each other at this place, right here? And I believe, like, with that 11 plus, that is, they are.
So the way I was reading it was the 11 plus was to find Akiko.
Well, I mean, on 11 plus, they're available and have the stuff, right?
Yeah. So sorry that perhaps I missed. I was assuming there was other stuff that
because, like, I assumed the hit the streets was to find Akiko.
Yes, that was what I was reading too. So Akiko is there, and so the hit the streets was to.
I'm just saying she does not have any additional problems on her plate is what I'm looking at here.
Oh, I see. So I was reading it more as Luther didn't have any other problems and was happy to, like, give you the pointer to Akiko. And then if you've got something that you need from Akiko, then that's going to be more of a, like,
yeah, I know. I had assumed. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. That wasn't what I was. I just meant that, like, she is not, like, that whoever you're going to is not juggling their own problems, and whatever that you need will not be more costly than anticipated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Because I do show up, and Akiko, dear, Auntie Maman is not happy with your performance.
She has said no such thing to me.
Well, you see, she's saying it now through me. I smile. She, I do hate to be a bother about this, but she did say something along the lines of that I should take over any deals you're currently working on. I know, I'm doing my worst at, but this was my plan.
Perfect. All
just
right.
Take over. Just take, like, why make your own deals when you can just take over someone else's?
That's a certainly if you can make it work, we'll so yeah, you're
that's a 7, ha.
All right. So on a 7 to 9, they counter your offer or demand
pay. No, I'm not making an offer. I'm trying to trick them.
Oh, you're
like,
you're...
this is a straight up lie. I'm not like making them a deal.
Got it. I, okay.
Does that make sense? That, like, I'm like, I thought I was triggering the,
I thought you were triggering the, so it sounded to me like a more of
there
a,
is, like, to be clear, there is nothing I'm actually offering here. I am lying right. and saying that Maman wants me to take over her deep business dealings, and thus I will get the credit for handling them. And, you know, she might probably will figure me out eventually, but, you know, by then Got Maman it. Will be happy with me.
Okay. So, all right. I buy that. So then I guess the question is, on a 7 of 9, you get to pick 2. Which 2 is it going to be?
I create an opportunity for myself, and I'll keep them confused for some time, so that, you know, it's Akiko. She's so easily confused.
All right. Let's,
there will be consequences, of course.
Yes.
You don't want to hand it over, I say, grinning.
Akiko looks worried. Certainly no one wants to be in Auntie Mame's ill graces. Well, I do have a promising candidate that I had been talking to. I really hoped to bring them to Auntie myself. But you put in a good word for her, and we'll go from there.
Of course, I say, grinning, and I take a little sip from the coffee I've already ordered and has been delivered by the time she says this. You know, I must say that smoky eye really does work wonders for you, dear. I mean, Luther was saying that it made you look like some kind of raccoon, but what does he know?
He would never.
Well, that boy is painfully honest. And I sip again from the coffee.
Perhaps he and I will talk about that later. All right, so I
keep
will...
keeping her confused from some time.
Yep. All right, let me get back to you with the opportunity here.
Yep.
And we'll see what further entanglements.
Yeah, I know. This was a great plan.
Red.
Hi.
We had talked offline. Well, I guess we have a couple of things. One, do you want to just give a brief? You've marked an advancement, or you marked your last circle at the end of the last session and took a new move.
Yes. So given some of the things that are going on in my visions, but also that other people kind of seem to have going on, I took psychometry, which is when you examine an interesting object, roll a spirit on a hit, you get to ask a bunch of questions about it, things of that nature.
Nice. All right. And let's see. And then to that point, or to the, so the other thing that you had going on at the end there was you had done a soothsayer role on Stella and had gotten a vision essentially of almost two overlaid visions of Stella in a battle with some vampires, where either she had the sword from what you recognized as a sword from a prior vision with that you had told Percival about that vision, right?
I think I was supposed to meet him this afternoon to talk about it, and then
okay,
you know, life happened and I got friend napped multiple times.
Got it. All right. So you maybe have not given this information to Percival yet, but it was you had had a prior vision about something taking a magical sword from a place that I think you had not yet identified. So
yeah, I was in the process of getting it identified. I think I may have mentioned it to Darren. She might have had an idea, but I
yes, there was something about that, wasn't there? I think. Well, no, I think she might have failed her role.
Oh, right. Yeah,
to give you a clue. I think that was that was the start of the friend napping, actually.
So it's in an unknown place to be named.
Yep.
But I've seen it before and someone was getting it. And now I've seen it in this battle and she either has it and wins or she doesn't and dies, seems to be the implication.
Right. Exactly. And then the follow-up question that you got as a result of your, I think you have level 11, or something to that effect, was that the vampire that struck the fatal blow was Gus, Carrie's pseudo patron slash
boss.
Wait, did we lose? We lost someone.
Yeah, we lost
David. Hopefully. Well, he should be back, I imagine. So I guess the question is, you've seen this vision now. You are still in Miss Mash's club with Stella. What do you do?
Oh, but Miss Mash.
Oh, would they have like just stayed there if I was like, okay, I'm out of here. Would they have stayed there?
David's
in the back.
Yes. Yeah. I saw him and then he disappeared again. Oh, okay. I need to like, I don't know, screen real estate. I'm still struggling with screen real estate. I apologize. Okay. I think you were having a drink. I'm mostly just looking for like this doesn't have to be,
okay.
We can play loosey goosey with time here. I'm mostly looking for what would you have told Stella?
I think I would have told her that I had seen a battle that was not yet decided. She needs to be careful about Mr. Endicott. I don't know yet if she'll win or lose, but he will be who she is battling.
Okay.
I will look further into seeing if I can find anything else out or find something that could be of aid to her in this. But it's bad and it's dangerous and it's you know, life or death.
Okay. So I think with that you've probably dodged your corruption trigger. You weren't lying specifically about the details, and except perhaps a lie of omission there. But so I think that that works. And I think we had said that Stella owed you a debt for the whole friend napping business.
Yes.
And so that at that point, I think you were probably parted ways. I think she would have offered you a ride to wherever you wanted to go.
I would have declined and said, I have had enough of riding in your vehicles today, Stella.
Okay.
Would have probably ordered myself an Uber.
Uh-huh. So where is your Uber taking you? Where are you at?
How long has this napping thing kind of gone over for?
I think I think we're probably getting around towards towards evening would be my, I don't know, rough time frame. It's all been fairly fairly compressed.
Okay, well, I was supposed to have a mid-afternoon meeting with Percival. So I'll check my phone and see if there's any replies to that. I believe I had sent him a text being like, hey, I might be delayed for our meetings. I have some stuff going on. So if there's any reply to that or any other things, he would check his phone in the Uber, but he is probably heading back to the tower.
Okay. Yeah, I think Percival may have, I think Percival probably responded with a, you know, a short, like, something to the effect of, you know, I had some unexpected business myself. See you later this evening.
Yeah. And so I think Red will, see you later this evening. He'll look, see how late it is, and he'll text, are you at the penthouse, or are you free? Whatever happened is over with for now.
Yeah, and he texts back right away, saying yes, yeah, he is in the penthouse, and you should definitely come join him. Like, there's he has some dinner being prepared.
Yeah, and Red will, you know, I'm so sorry for the delays. Just, you know, a lot of apologizing. And then he'll send a text to Dara, maybe? Like, we should probably check in with Alan, see if she's being an NPC, or if we should retcon her out. But at least for now, I'll text my friend that I was getting coffee with that knew that I got kidnapped and be like, hey, everything's good. Don't know if you got in contact with Carrie or not. Let me know. But it was all a misunderstanding, and it's taken care of. Smiley face emoji on my way home.
I don't think you get a text back from Dara right now.
Of course. But, you know, Red would inform the friend that he was getting coffee with it. He's no longer kidnapped.
Yes. All right. Well, who do we want to go to here? I think, I guess a question. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do anything about figuring out the location of this building before this meeting with Percival, or are you hoping to? Are you going to come with an incomplete?
If I can't, I'm trying to think. What could I do? Looking at my moves here.
I mean, I think this sort of information type thing is often sort of a hit the streets, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll do a hit the streets. I'm happy to do that.
And I think, you know, I don't think it necessarily has to be a you know, feet to street. You could be making calls.
Okay, yeah. If we're like, yeah, that. I was thinking because he's in a car, but yeah, if you want to, yeah, I'd love to do a hit the streets.
Sure.
It's also easy to forget, but one of the things you can use debt for is to force someone to answer a question honestly.
Ooh. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, you're cashing a debt. Could
I don't know if but I don't have an idea, at least as of yet, who I could ask that in. So I think hit the streets by making some phone calls in seems like a good idea.
So who do you think would have this information who might have a lead?
I think I'll start with. Let's start with Mrs. Lane, maybe.
Okay. That seems like a promising thing. So let me remind myself. She was power, I think.
I think that makes sense because she's a wizard.
Yes. She is power. So in that case, you would roll with your power, which is zero. And you can mark it.
Yes. Yikes. 4.
A 4. Okay.
Did she just like not pick up?
Are you just going to get in trouble again?
Maybe.
I don't think you'll get friend napped again today. But yeah, so on a 4, there is no specific instructions on hit the streets. So let me get back to you on that.
Can I try someone else or is that not allowed?
I don't think it's going to be as simple as
you make a move. Yeah.
Yeah. So right. It's not just it's not just she doesn't pick up, nothing happens, you go to Percival. Like she may in fact pick up and okay. I just haven't figured out exactly what I want
to do. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, it's the usual PBTA, even on a failure, something interesting will happen. I just don't know what it is yet. And just to clarify, were you looking to find out more information about the sword, about the building?
The building, I think, is what I was going to try asking about buildings and things like that. Okay. 'Cause she's been in the city for a while. She owns property.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's skip back to Dancy and Morgan. So you two have, let's see. You avoided further entanglements and you took off headed for the cemetery, right?
Yep, sure.
Okay. So
can we set down use cold too tight?
Say that again.
This is Dancy talking to Morgan.
Oh.
It's like, can we touch down soon? You hold too tight.
Sorry. I think like the Rolex that he would normally wear is like tucked between two of his fingers because he doesn't want to lose it. And I think he just tiredly, it's not one of his better landings, but yeah, land somewhere kind of, obscured, hopefully, by a building or something.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's getting dark out. So I think you can probably find some cover to, somewhere sort of, out of view to land, and I guess transform back. I think, so I guess my question to both of you is, at this point, you've escaped from the wolves, and you don't know anything about what's happening with Red one way or the other, I think. But yeah, because you had found, you knew that Red was not there at that building, but you didn't know anything else. What would your next steps be? What would your next steps be?
Well, I think it seemed like, and correct me if I'm wrong, seemed like Dancy was hurt pretty badly. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I think Morgan's still trying to get Dancy to somewhere to heal or be safe. And his thought was the cemetery. Maybe that's the wrong thought.
I need a needle and thread and some bandages.
Morgan, he has, I don't know if any of you have encountered, but he has one of those suits with like the extra button and everything. Pulls it out of his ripped, you know, suit, and he hands it to you.
I mean, like, you know, cat cut or something like that. Regular thread's not going to hold.
Oh.
Thanks for trying.
You know, there's a... I can go to that convenience store over there. Do you think they'd have something for you?
They'll have it behind the counter.
Okay.
It's... They always look at you funny if you ask for suture materials, so they don't always have that.
Okay.
Says Dancy, who has been looked at funny more times than most people.
All right. Are you going to be okay right here?
No, I'm going to die on you before you get back. Because I'm evidently fragile and will tease you, she says. Okay. She's obviously in a lot of pain.
I'll be right back. And I think he hustles.
And some antiseptic.
Sure.
If they have that. Or just water if they don't.
Okay.
Who knows what that son of a bitch has under his fingernails.
Right. Well, werewolves are not hygienic. All right. Morgan hustles over.
But these are city werewolves. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to lean up against the wall of the building and hope that Bert hasn't been watching this entire episode. Because if he shows up, I know that he has.
Yeah, I think, let's see.
There's somebody else been showing too.
Yeah, who's the... So I think, well, so... I think you were able to sort of get through the rest of that sort of the rest of that evening without incident. Morgan, you're able to sort of secure some improvisational first aid materials, and Dancy, you're able to sort of you're able to patch yourself up. It's you're gonna be in rough shape for a bit.
Yeah.
But you're not in any imminent danger from that. You've got some time to to have your meeting with Carrie that we had two episodes ago.
Sure.
I don't know if either of you, you know, have Red's phone number or anything else, but
I do somewhere.
Okay. So I think you may, you know, have a short text conversation or something to that fact, and figure out that Red is...
Dancy doesn't really text, so I'll just phone Red.
Fair enough. I mean, Morgan, I think you and Red, you guys know each other from the building. You've worked
Then I totally would text Red at some point.
Yeah, so I think you finally get the read that, like, yes, she's no longer he's no longer in.
Can I hear him say it?
You're gonna insist on a phone call?
I think it'd be have a slightly humorous counterpoint at this point.
Fair enough. Red.
Am I in the Uber? In the Uber, probably.
I think you might be in the Uber when this text conversation is happening, or.
I get a text from Morgan, and I'm like in mid response to this text from Morgan being like, "Oh, hey, wait, what do you mean? What did you know? Who came to you?" And then like the phone starts ringing, and it's Dancy. And Red picks it up, slips in like an earbud, and just like, "Hey, Dancy, wasn't expecting to hear from you this evening. Everything okay?"
You sound fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Why would I not be fine?
Because you're kidnapped by people.
Oh.
They were afraid as to what they were going to do to you, so we tried to rescue you, and we got into a fight with werewolves. Dara and me got kind of hacked up a little bit.
Okay, well, that's, I told Dara I should have gone to Carrie. No, I'm fine. It was a friendly misunderstanding.
Carrie wasn't there. We went to, Percival sent.
You didn't tell him, did you?
That I got kidnapped? Well, didn't get to talk to him straight up. He.
Okay, cool.
Sent a representative.
Okay. Who did he send?
A fellow named Morgan.
Oh, that's how Morgan knew. Okay, yeah, no, I'm really sorry, Dancy. I should have not gotten you involved. It's not that kind of a, it wasn't that kind of a situation.
It looked like kind of situation.
You got into a scuffle, a what?
It looked like that kind of situation.
Okay, well, it wasn't. I'm fine. I'm on my way home. And it was just a misunderstanding among friends that sometimes get a little too excitable and just didn't have proper manners worth in their heads.
Okay. Just dancing.
Okay. Do you need I could call someone? Or do you need a doctor or something?
I'm kind of used to self-doctoring.
Oh, sweet summer child. That doesn't mean you should be. Just because you are doesn't mean it's good or right.
They'd probably ask me, what caused it and things, and I don't really feel like lying to folks.
I'm not going to force you to do anything, but I know people who know people. But that's a you choice, Dancy.
Yes, but I didn't know you were okay until just now.
No, I'm fine. And if, I guess if you could let Morgan know if Morgan's with you, I texted Morgan. But
he's at the drugstore getting me a couple of sutures.
Okay. Well, I'm fine. I'm going home. It was just a friendly misunderstanding, excitable friends who got a little excitable.
Okay.
That was sweet of you though, Dancy, for trying to rescue me, but I'm not some damsel in distress. I can handle myself. Most of the time, sometimes, like 50% of the time.
If you say so.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Okay.
Red hangs up, stares at his phone for a few minutes because he never really knows how to deal with talking to Dancy between the guilt and the everything else going on there. we'll send another text to Morgan. Hey, if anything, if Dancy really doesn't look good, let me know. Percival, I can ask Percival for a favor for a private doctor.
I think you get a response back. Must bring cat gut.
Must bring cat gut? What does that even, you just get a text like, what does that even mean?
Out of character, I sent you a couple messages on the Slack.
I worked on the Slack.
But basically, probably from knowing
you owe me a new car, buddy. You love wolves.
Why do you love wolves? Morgan, after he helps Dancy with whatever, is probably going to go back home and drink a lot.
Yeah, drink at the bar.
And then he has
you get to watch Dancy stitch herself up.
That's
with an air that she's done this a lot.
Is any of this like a moment of intimacy?
It kind of is.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, thank you for pointing out.
I'm probably holding like the wrappings and whatever.
Yeah, she's giving you instructions.
Yeah,
she's like, okay, we pour that stuff on. I don't have a third hand, and then when you do, and she kind of hisses, in pain.
All right.
Moment of intimacy.
So it has been about an hour since we kicked off. So why don't we take like a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back with the do the moment of intimacy, and then I think we've got some more threads to pick up on.
Sure, cool.
Sounds good. All right, see you in 10. Hey, are you back? Okay. So why don't we pick up with the moment of intimacy? Dancy, can you read your intimacy move?
Sure. I have to find it.
Line 41 on the character sheet.
41, thank you.
Yep.
When you share a moment of intimacy, physical or emotional, with another person, tell them if they matter more than your oath. If you say they do, etc.
Okay, so I think it's up to you what you do here. How are you feeling about Morgan?
I don't know about him yet. I mean, he's associated in my mind to some degree with Percival, which puts him in doesn't make me feel good about him. But on the other hand, he was just pretty solid during this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's okay.
All right. And Morgan, why don't you read yours?
Sure. When you share a moment of intimacy, physical or emotional, with another person, you create a primal bond with them until time passes. You both can observe and communicate with each other through statues.
All right.
Cool.
Now, how would that, would Dancy sort of notice,
Also, Dancy... mark each other's circles if you haven't.
Ah.
Thank you.
Great. That was a trigger I had not realized about.
Yeah. My circles always power. Fill circles.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, you think that Dancy looks pale from loss of blood until you realize she always looks pale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Miss Mash, right, Morgan, I was going to ask you one more thing, which was, how does Dancy, what does it look like to dance? Like, what does Dancy see out of the corner of her eye in these statues that would let her know that?
I think that there's, and I like how you said that, like out of the corner of your eye, it might seem like Morgan's like there. For a moment, and it would be the same for Morgan with Dancy. Like, when we pass by a statue, like he'd feel like Dancy was there.
Got it. Miss Mash, I always start talking before I'm like have a fully formed sentence in mind, and it always gets me in trouble. You have an opportunity that you've gotten from Akiko, specifically, she lets you know that. She thinks that a hunter and shop owner named Dinesh Chopra is probably ripe for the picking, as it were. He has been struggling to hold his own against some of the vampires in the West End, and is Akiko is sure that the promise of some sort of magical artifact to assist him in that would be enough to sort of push him over the edge and just get his get him to commit something to Auntie Mame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess. So, do you? Is that something you want? Are you going to follow up with that?
I'm just thinking of how, because I don't have. I know that, you know, Morgan has a mystical artifact, but mm-hmm. Oh, that is the case. Yes, I see how this could work out. I will follow up with Dinesh.
Okay. I think Akiko has given you his sort of the address for his shop. And I think he tends to be, it's in a row of sort of, in among some other, boutiques in the, actually not far from the Lee Gallery. And I think you could find him there.
I just realized, I guess I want to ask, when I hear Dinesh, do I want to put a face to a name, or should
I? Yes. Sure. Why don't you go ahead and roll that. He is in the Mortalis faction.
Yeah, let me see what I get here. I have plus one with Mortalis. That's a six.
A six. Okay, so so Mark Mortalis, and then on a miss, you don't know them or you owe them. So I think in this case, you haven't really heard you haven't really heard anything about Dinesh sort of before.
I think that's
now.
The thing. Hunters, they die so quickly.
And, you know, he's off fighting vamps.
You don't want to get, they're like those adorable but sick puppies you see at the pound. You don't want to get too attached to them. But yes, I'll go and see Dinesh.
Perfect. All right. So now, how are you just going to wander in the shop? Like, what's your approach here?
I enter the shop. I come in, sequined red dress, with a cigarette in one hand, matching handbag in the other, and is there anyone that looks like Dinesh in here? Is there anyone around in here?
Oh yeah, I think he's so the shop as you enter, it's actually a nice flower. What would you call a flower shop if not a flower shop? I feel like there's a word, but in any event, you know, he's got the sort of you know, the refrigerator's keeping some sort of pre-cut flowers, and you can see a florist. Thank you. You can see, you know, he's sort of behind the counter. You know, he's really the only one in there right now. It must be a kind of quiet day for him at the moment. He's just sort of working on an arrangement behind the counter. But he looks up as you enter and
I think there's like just a flicker of like my demonic energy showing. I think maybe my fingers have turned a little bit into the metallic claws of my demonic side. But I'm not letting it out or anything. I'm just making it clear I am a supernatural being.
You see him grimace a little bit, and then he gestures to the sign on the door. Excuse me. There's no smoking in here. Can you please that kind or the other? Can you?
Oh. And I look at the sign and I raise one of those claws and I just put I just scratch a line through the no. There we go. That takes care of that. I've come here to. I was going to say I've been hearing things about you, about a hunter that's making waves all through the city.
And you came here because you don't look the sort that would necessarily be in need of a hunter.
Adorable, but I can assure you I'm full of surprises, and I grin. In fact, I like reach out with one of the claws and kind of boop him on the nose with it. Have a very spicy little present for you. Straight from the mouth of my, who will say, shall my employer that shall not be named for now. But they felt that, someone like you could really help us out. So we thought we'd sweeten the pot to start with. You're on the lookout for artifacts, yes? Well, we know just the person in the city who has one. Something powerful and ancient. And we know that you have a penchant for violence and getting things from monsters like me. I'm giving you this information for free. There's a gargoyle named Morgan who is holding on to a demonic artifact of great power. And we think that you should be the one that would be able to do much more with it. I am trying to figure him out, but I am tempting them with power. So I roll hard instead of mine. I want to figure out what his reaction here is to this.
All right.
If that's okay.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. So you're going to roll.
That's a 10.
That's 10. So on a 10 plus, on a hit, you get to ask 2. And on a 10 plus, they don't ask you any. You are not in his circle, so you don't get an additional question. So there, you've got your 6 questions there. What would you like to know?
Let's see. First off, I want to ask, how can I put your character in my debt?
Okay. So I think that, if you could get him the artifact with, so he's not looking for sort of another front in his fight. So if you could figure out a way for him to get the, or if you could help him get the artifact, without starting another conflict with its current owner, with Morgan, then he would be in your debt for that.
Let's see. That without starting a conflict, I was kind of hoping for a conflict. Let's see. I want to know who is pulling your character's strings. I don't know. I want to know if there's anyone else that has their hand in this little hunter pot.
Yeah. The thing you get, and I think here, I think what you start to notice around the shop in discrete locations is the symbols or the literature for the West End Restoration Society, which is a faction of mortals that is really like looking to reclaim the West End from the vampire, from the monsters who currently hold it, both supernatural and not. For background, which I think Miss Mash has been in the city for years, right?
Yes.
So there was a whole. Yes. The Dinesh Chopra's boutique is a florist. Nice upscale florist. So the West End in Boston, I had done the research and I forget the exact timing, but like, was part of, there was a whole like urban renewal project that essentially evicted a large number of, residents in, you know, and they, you know, rebuilt it with, it's got some like office buildings and medical campus type stuff. And in, it is also currently sort of the stronghold of Gus and Stella, you know, sort of there's competition between various knight factions kind of holding that that space. So the West End Restoration Society, which Dinesh seems to be part of, is really looking to make inroads in reclaiming that for the historical mortal residents of the West End. Does that answer the question you were trying to ask, question you were looking for? As far as who's pulling the strings?
And I think I'm just looking here. Stop that. I'm just thinking here. I nod, and of course I understand these things. I wouldn't want to pick a fight with a gargoyle either if I were mortal. How about this, Dinesh? You can get that you're going to need more than just some of your little toys to go after that thing. I will provide my aid. And when the time should come, it is not. You are not getting it for yourself. You're getting it because I, the terrible Miss Mash, am forcing you to. I'm holding someone you love hostage or something like that. Even Morgan can't hold that against you. I see Morgan dying.
All right, so you are so you're offering to get to provide him with a scapegoat, as it were.
Yeah.
As he goes for when he's going for the artifact.
Yeah.
And you, let's see, so this was specifically right, and in exchange, he'll be in your debt.
Yes.
Which then you could presumably hand off to Auntie Mame in order to make it up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds a lot like persuade.
Yes, that's true.
So why don't you go with that, and then I think we will go ahead and roll that.
That's a 9.
Okay, so we're gonna jump over to to red here in a moment, but just to so I don't forget the note forget here. So okay. Red, you had been on the phone with Mrs. Lane looking for information about this building with the artifact in it. And I think, well, first of all, Dancy, how would you describe the sort of euthanatos, I guess, symbology or other... You know, what are their sort of important symbols tend to look like?
They've got kind of a Days of the Dead sensibility going on for the most part. So there's a lot of symbology of, you know, for example, you know, skeletons and beautiful outfits. You know, or skeletons doing... You know, ordinary tasks. You know, a skeleton. You know, harvesting. You know, a skeleton. You know, cooking. Things like that. Reminders that everyone is going to die. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that the exceptions to that are not good exceptions.
So I think as you are, Red, as you're describing these symbols that you've noticed in your dream, to Mrs. Lane, she's sort of making kind of affirming noises. If you were face to face, she'd be sort of nodding. As you finish, why are you asking about this, dear? This is
this is sorry, I would hate to interrupt you. This is a what?
Miss Lane? Yeah. This building is not known to many people for good reason. What do you need from it?
Well, I had a bit of sight, and I'm afraid I think it might be a life or death matter for someone involving this building. So I am hoping to figure it out where it might be. And I know you are so wise and know so much about the city that I figured you might have an idea of where this is.
Oh dear. Well, certainly if you tell me what you saw, I can make sure that those who need to know. I couldn't tell you where the building is.
Could you maybe tell me who the building belongs to then instead?
I'm afraid they prefer to keep these things to themselves. So I think I think you're getting the sense that she's going to need more from you.
Yeah, I think now is when cash in a debt probably activates.
Perfect.
And I think I understand that. There's many people in the city who like to be private, and then there's some in the city who care about respect, like how Percival cares greatly about respect. And so I'd hope we would each have a mutual understanding in my placement within that line of things to be in the known, things to be respected. And if you can do this for me, Mrs. Lane, I would be ever so grateful.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, dear. Well, truth be told, that the building you've seen is a you may not have heard of them, but it's owned by a group known as Euthanatos, and they really do not take kindly to visitors to that location. It is one of the places that they protect most most highly.
I see. Well, that's well, still, maybe if you could let me know where it is, or the street or the name of it, from there, then I can reach out and give my warnings and things as I need to be to those who need to know it with that information. And from there, well, what will be will be.
Yes, dear. And she does give the location, which I don't have a,
insert
somewhere.
Yeah, insert location.
Yeah.
This is Euthanatos Hold.
I think the one other thing you do, the one other impression that you do get here is that, this was an unusual enough request. Not that many people know about this, that it's going to sort of stick in her mind a little bit that you were asking about it.
Yeah. And so, you know, and he'll say, you know, I really do appreciate that we have this understanding, Mrs. Lane. And maybe next time I stop in the hotel, I can give you a reading or something, if that's something that you might need. I do appreciate you working with me here.
That would be lovely, dear. I would love to see you. It's always wonderful to have when you can come around.
Yes, yeah. I'll talk to Percival, and maybe he could host an event and rent out some space. And so I'm kind of just being like, hey, you know, I'll throw some money and things your way. We'll see. And then he's like, anyway, have a good night. And he'll end the phone call, and I think that's probably about when the car is kind of getting to the tower. And he'll step out.
Yep. By the by, you should mark power if you don't have it marked already, since you
can't. I marked it.
There. Perfect.
And I will start making my way, you know, up to the penthouse.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's. Okay. Let's jump over real quick. Morgan and Dancy, where are you folks? What's your next what's your next priority at this point? You know, the friend napping has been resolved, and
yep. Does Dancy want to go to the cemetery or not at this point?
No, I have an appointment.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go home and drink myself to sleep. It's been interesting. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your help.
Anytime. Maybe we can do it with less werewolves next time.
Maybe. Werewolves and I have, I don't get the werewolves here. They're different.
Oh. Good to know.
I mean, at least they don't seem blandly murderous. the way the like the ones I'm used to.
All right. Well, do you want me to make a doctor's appointment for you to follow up with, you know, what happened tonight?
I'll let you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Are you going to tell Percival anything?
What? That we didn't find what we were looking for?
I'm just wondering, since he sent you.
Oh. You know, we found out that Red's doing okay. I figured that's probably enough.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Later. Morgan probably calls an Uber or something and goes home.
So a little, looking a little bit, I guess, sort of, maybe further out, unless you have sort of immediate next steps. One of the things I wanted to remind you of is that, you had found, and this was, I think as you were snooping in the den, you had found information that that those same werewolves that you were in a fight with, were fighting against, the horse thieves, Gus's, mm-hmm. Gus's faction that has also been, kind of making plays at Millennium Tower.
So Morgan has thoughts about those because of a conversation he's been having with Red. he's inviting, I don't know if Kay, if you got this, but Morgan's inviting Red up to see the artifact.
Yeah, I just responded. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I can cover your tab at the bar downstairs and, you know, sure, I can look at something for you to make up for the car.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And knowing that Red is in good with the werewolf pack, talk to Red about it.
Cool. Okay. Okay, so Red, is this something that you would do before?
No, Percival is waiting for him.
Yep.
He will absolutely go to Percival first, but then once that is sort of taken care of, he will, you know, meet Morgan maybe downstairs for a drink or meet at Morgan's apartment.
Awesome. Okay, so let's plan to swing back to that. I want to check in.
There was a question in there, but I didn't quite get it.
A question.
You said there. I found out that the werewolves might be involved with Gus's.
Morgan had found out.
Okay.
The werewolves were involved. So the werewolves are, the vampires. Gus's. Like vampire coterie have been pushing at a lot of different territorial claims, so they're in conflict with Stella's pack of wolves, and they're also sort of pushing out of the West End down more into the sort of financial district where Millennium Tower is. And so there's more of this, there's potentially an enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of situation going on for Morgan. Dancy, after this, run in with the wolves, I guess my question is, what is your next priority?
Well, I have that meeting with Carrie,
That's right. You've got the meeting with Carrie. Which I'm trying to remember what the sort of.
So Carrie put me off and offered me a debt to let him look into Tlaloc's disappearance.
Ah, that's right.
which I decided to let him do, but I threatened him.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have any immediate needs to go digging on Playlock because Carrie hasn't failed to produce anything just yet.
No.
We'll give.
I'm going to hold him to a kind of tight failure. Because, you know. Hundenberg's breathing down my neck about that, but.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, but it's reasonable. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Like take a nap in an alleyway.
I was gonna go see if there's any debts I can call in to spur you to action somewhere, but all of the people you owe debts to are out of the scene. So we may need to have to figure something out there.
There are lots of things that could spur her to action.
Yes.
But somebody's gonna have to reach out to her.
I mean, Euthanatos could be calling in or doing something.
Euthanatos can always call it in. We have a ghost, Maisie, who has not made an appearance yet.
That's right.
Who honestly Dancy owes, you know, N debts to, where N is whatever number you decide. since in Dancy's view, Maisie wouldn't be dead if it wasn't for Dancy. So
right,
it's like that one's never going to get paid off.
So okay, so whose apartment is whose couch is Dancy going to go after her meeting with Carrie? Whose couch is she going to go kind of curl up on? To nurse her wounds.
Well, it was going to be Dara, but Dara's probably in the hospital, right?
Yeah, I think even with I guess Dancy doesn't text, but you're not sure where, you know, I think you show it, but at Dara's apartment and she's not it's dark.
Yeah.
So where would you go next?
Anybody's really. Could stop in at the flower shop.
Yeah, I was wondering whether whether you might.
Sure.
Be looking for I think
people who owe you are good to touch up, right?
Yeah, of course. So I think you you arrive at Dinesh's shop. His name, I'll have to come up with a name. And you know the shop is dark, of course. It's late, but the lights are on in his apartment upstairs. And you know the route up the fire escape that you've used before.
Sure.
Go knock on his window. And so I think he looks out and you know he opens the window for you, but I guess he seems a bit more distracted than usual. He seems preoccupied. But he does notice, you know, I'm assuming you've got some, well, I, I, do you,
I'm moving stiffly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're moving stiffly. You probably also have, you know, some blood on your clothes. You haven't had a chance to change. Although that's true. With I don't know. Dancy, is there? Yeah, I don't imagine Dancy has an extensive wardrobe.
Her, when things get unusable, she goes to the like the Goodwill thrift shop.
Of course. Yep.
You know, or sometimes just picks things out of a bin.
Yep.
Because as long as it fits, she doesn't care.
Well, I don't think she's quite had. She hasn't likely had time to do that. So I think her, you know, she's got some. You know, some of her clothes are kind of
it's kind of ripped and bloody.
Yeah. Dancy, what did you get yourself into this time?
Fight with werewolf.
Oh, those wolves, the Volkovs or some other.
Yeah, the Volkovs. They put the grab on a friend of mine, and it resolved itself, but not until after it dust up.
Well, I know you.
I guess lucky that I didn't have to stab any of them.
You need a hand with any getting yourself patched up.
I stitched myself up. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Why, you want to look at it?
I mean, you know, I'm always willing to help out a. Help out a hunter.
Everything's filthy.
Let's get you a change of clothes. I think my daughter is probably about your size. We can probably find you something. And so he's, you know, he goes and rummages and when he comes back, he sort of looks at you sidelong and
when he comes back, Dancy has fallen asleep. So he wakes me up.
I don't think he would wake you up. He'd probably tuck you in on the couch.
I wake up when he does that.
Okay.
You know, as soon as he touches me, I wake up. I wake up and kind of like have a knife, and the knife is in my hand.
Uh huh. Yeah. He steps back, like trying to just trying to keep you warm.
It's cool. Sorry, I've slept in too many dangerous situations. I wake up really quick.
I don't doubt it. Not a bad instinct to have in our line of work.
Well, when you sleep rough, you know, you have a nice place like this, you'd have warning if anything came after you.
Yeah. Certainly, try to keep it.
But if you have to sleep in the park or by the side of the road or something like that, well, you have to count on your instincts to wake you up. So what's going on with you?
Well, I
vampires acting up.
You know, they're as active as ever, really. We can't seem to
they're still trying to move in, huh?
Yeah, we can't seem to push them back. We need something more. And actually I've got something I could use your help with. Something that would really help us help me and mine keep ourselves safe. And I know there's a lot to ask. You've already helped me plenty, but I know you're you're good in a scrap, and we might need it.
Okay.
There's an artifact that we need to, well, that we need, and I don't know if I don't think the person who has it is gonna give it to us willingly, but I'm hoping to, maybe we can just keep it quiet, keep it low key, and maybe get in and out before he knows it's gone. Can we, if you could help me out with that?
Well, I don't know. It depends. Who is it and where is it?
Do
you know what the artifact is? Or is that secret?
I would have given a description at this point.
Yeah, it's a stone, and it's some gargoyle who's holding it.
Where?
Down in one of those big one of those big tower buildings on the down in the Millennium Tower, somewhere on the one of the middle floors.
The Gargoyle of Millennium Tower.
Yeah, that's the one.
And you're trying to steal an artifact from a gargoyle.
I mean, he's the one who's got it.
Yeah, they have domain, right? You know that. There's no way to do it secretly.
Well, if we can't do it secretly, then.
I mean, they know, like, you know, it's like a dragon and his horde. You know, though, they know it the moment you touched it. If it's important to them, which, if it's an artifact, it is. What is it? It's a rock?
Yeah, it's some sort of ancient power, and I think I have it on good authority that that we could use it to drive off to push back these vampires that we've been fighting. Just, and it really could be that edge we need to really end this.
It's a weapon.
Yeah. Can be.
Well, I just assumed it was a weapon because you guys would be trying to use it.
We've tried the regular, you know, we've tried the regular flavors of weapon. We need something with some more kick.
So it's a vampire slaying tool. It's consecrated.
You
don't know.
We don't. I don't know exactly how it's gonna work, but I have it on. I've been led to believe that we're.
Fishy to me? I'm trying not to consider that player knowledge contaminate.
Yeah. Why don't you? Well, so here's what. Why don't you roll figure someone out, and you
sure,
can
let me do that.
Can see what's happening.
That's mind. Yeah.
Yep. That is mind.
Okay. Seven.
Seven. So on a hit, ask two. On a 7 to 9, they ask one of you as well.
Okay. Who's pulling your strings?
Well, it's definitely...
Somebody's clearly put him up to this.
Yeah, it's definitely Miss Mash.
What do you worry is going to happen?
What do you worry is going to happen? So I think, so Dinesh, I mean, Dinesh's worry is truly that if he can't get access to this artifact, that he's going to lose the fight, that he's been holding his own, but the vampires are just growing stronger. And he doesn't think he can, you know, protect his himself and his neighbors. And he thinks they're going to get overrun.
You know, Miss Mesh is a demon, right?
He sighs.
I mean, not a demon. She's okay. Sorry, they're not a demon. They're associated with demons.
Yeah, she made that pretty clear. But sometimes hard choices make for strange bedfellows.
Yeah, but it my experience is that it doesn't work out too well. I pretty much worked for one for years. Though I didn't know it was a demon.
Oh, he gets to ask you one as well. I totally forgot that. I think what he wants to know is how he could get Dancy to help get this artifact.
Get you Thanatos on board.
Say that again?
Get you Thanatos on board.
Okay.
Dancy's hoping that if he talks to you, Thanatos, they might want to help him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're no fans of the vamps.
Right. Okay.
But you'd never know with the Queen of Shadows. You know, boy, you thought some of the wizards in town could play a three-dimensional chess. Dancy's never been able to figure out on what basis she makes her decisions.
And is this, is this something that Dancy would sort of offer to Dinesh as a, like, an alternative solution?
Yeah. Look, Dinesh, maybe you should talk to Thanatos. They don't like the vamps. They've got an interest in not seeing the vamps expand their territory. You know, too much. They swing a pretty big bat. If they say to help, I'll help. But they might offer another kind of help. And they're not awful people.
Well, maybe
says Dancy. Well, who's conceding that they might not be much more than that.
Yeah. I think Dinesh nods consideringly, and maybe you can set up a meeting
Yeah. I'll get you a meeting with a fellow named Edward Lacroix. He'll meet you.
All right.
I write his name and his telephone. She thinks for a moment before writing his telephone number down. Dancy right, has like three numbers memorized, and she doesn't actually refer to anything, and she doesn't use any other numbers.
Excellent. I think we're going to I think let's cut back to Red. As the elevator doors are opening to the penthouse. And I think
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what does Percival's penthouse look like?
I imagine it is sleek, and it's almost like an interesting kind of 50-50, right? Like half of it is like just very modern and sleek and kind of almost technological in a sense, like just the epitome of like new age luxury. And then the other half of it is just like this very typical kind of arcane area where you have, you know, tomes and leather and just that sort of almost academia vibe, I guess is the best way I can maybe phrase it. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's caught between those two worlds.
Got it. Cool. So I think the elevator doors open, and of course you've been here plenty. You know that you slip off your shoes. Percival's very
Of course, yeah. It's just manners.
Yeah, he hates having people track dirt in. And whatever, you know, who knows what other contaminants they might have wandered in, might be pulling in from the outside. And you sort of make your way. Percival's not, you know, he doesn't. I think, you know, he's likely to be sort of in his study. He is not there waiting for you.
Yes, I don't expect him to be, and I just make my way where I'm expected.
He looks up, kind of as you looks up from he has a sort of significant tome on his desk, and but also his, you know, he's got his laptop off to the side, and a phone on the desk, and he kind of looks up and says, what is this I hear about you needed help with something?
No, I just had a misunderstanding with a friend, and it's all good now. Totally taken care of, not an issue at all. But it just was like a bit for a moment, you know? But it's all good now. I'm all good. I'm fine. It's all fine. Red just tries to give like an assured smile.
Well, I'm glad that it was nothing.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry if I worried you.
That Someone had, you know, someone called up and they were saying something. I couldn't, you know how it is.
Of course, you were busy, and I'm sorry they bothered you. That wasn't something they should have done. You know, I'm sorry.
It sounds like it was nothing of your fault.
No, but
there was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, of course.
Perhaps you could choose some friends who are less excitable.
I'll try to do better about that in the future.
Well, why don't you we have a dinner planned. I have the dinner planned in say a half an hour. I have some work. Some work to finish. So why don't you make yourself at home for a bit while we until appetizers are served.
Yeah, and Red will kind of deposit himself in a chair within Percival's view so that, you know, the other can kind of take heed of him when he wants. And he just almost sits in slightly insidious, not like insidiously, but almost like a placed doll, you know, hands crossed, trying to be as proper as he can be, you know?
So I know we're like, I guess we're almost to the end of our slot here. Do folks want to take like a 5-minute break before we maybe finish out this scene and then leave some time this scene and maybe some more depending on how this goes? Let me rephrase. Why don't we do a 5-minute break and come back at 5 past?
Okay.
And then and before we go, Red, the question I have for you is, when and how are you going to tell Percival about this this vision? That's the okay. I guess the thing to think about. All right, Red, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So I actually had another question. So you've been with Percival for like a year and change, is that right?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. We're close to your anniversary. Yes. How many visions have you told Percival about so far, do you think?
Anything that I've just generally had has gone to him, pretty much. Obviously, like, if he's ever asked about anything, I've given it to him. Obviously, like, the reading I did for an example that I just did the other day for, like, the Fae. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have told him about that unless he's like, hey, is anything going on with the Fae?
Right.
Then I would tell him. But basically, Red has kept pretty much nothing.
Yep.
From
okay.
Percival. You know, he tells him everything. He trusts him implicitly.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah.
Okay.
The only thing he kind of keeps hidden, and I'd say even barely at that, is, you know, kind of what goes on with Carrie.
All right. So With that said, how does this how do you go about telling Percival about this latest vision?
Yeah, so I think Red kind of waits until, you know, he's told that he is allowed to speak. I apologize that I'm getting this to you so late, but, well, you know, things came up kind of like as we were talking about before. I had a vision of a lot of different events. Sorry, it's a bit hard to, but I guess it started first. I had a vision about a place, and someone was looking for something of power there, some kind of ancient artifact I now know is a sword. And then I now know that building is insert block, but it is a building that belongs to Euthanatos. I know that and he kind of like bites his lip, and it's clear he's feels a little guilty or uncomfortable. That was the first vision was that.
And the first vision, were there more?
I had a meeting, an unscheduled meeting with Miss Volkov.
You're still spending time with her.
Yeah, she's a good friend. She's a good friend. And the sword that I saw was in this vision with Miss Volkov. It seems her and Mr. Endicott are fighting worse than before. You know how he kind of took some space away from her and her wolves. Well, that seems to have come to a bit of a heat again. I don't entirely know. And it looks like, and Red goes to like wipe at his face as like a tear. Tears are kind of coming as he's talking about what could be like the death of his friend. And he's like, and these are two people real, you know, have, you know, Mr. Endicott helped me a lot when I first came here. But him and Ms. Volkov were fighting something fierce, and in the end, one of them will die. But I don't know which version is accurate, or if they're still twisting and changing, because in one, Ms. Volkov has the sword, and she kills Mr. Endicott, and in the other, she does not, and he kills her. Sir. And yeah, and I think Red has to like pause, and he's crying now.
I think, so Percival,
I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to be a water kettle.
No, of course. That must have been, That must have been very difficult for you. Thank you for bringing this to me.
I let Miss Volkov know about the fight. I didn't tell her about the sword.
That was the right thing to do. That bringing that to me first.
It was, right? It was the right thing to do. And he like almost beseeching as he like looks up at Percival.
Yeah, and I think Percival's got his very much got his sort of it's the kind face that Red always sees. It's not the it's the kind of face that Red always sees to him. It's not the sort of stone stony-faced tower broker and killer that I think Red has seen sort of the edges of when Percival is taking care of his business dealings.
Yeah. I felt real bad not telling her about that, but I knew it was important to you.
Yes, we will have to see what we can do with this. The squabblings of the day-to-day squabblings of the wolves and vampires can be disruptive, but perhaps there's more to this. We may yet tell Miss Volkov about that sword that you may have a chance to if we can arrange things correctly, that may be the way to go.
And I think, you know, Red's kind of brought his legs up and he's kind of hunched in on himself on the chair. You know, he's got his legs and his knees, you know, drawn up against his chest, his arms around them, his head kind of cushioned on his knees, watching and listening and clearly, like, respectfully deferring to Percival in this moment. But, like, clearly, like, you know, red-rimmed sniffles, you know, tears.
I think... Oh, go ahead.
There was one other thing that did happen today that I think you might want to know. It wasn't a vision or anything like that, but I ended up in Miss Mash's bar. There was an attempt at some contract work or something, but it didn't go right. And Mammon showed up, who I think is Miss Marsh's boss, and she really wanted me to owe her something fierce. She tried to give me debt on Miss Marsh, you know, a favor or something. And then he tried to ask, you know, whatever I wanted. And I was like, well, no, I believe in, you know, Jesus Christ and God, and I don't want to sell my soul. And they were like, you know, it's not selling your soul. It's just a favor. But I was like, I think I'm good for now. But they gave me a business card and wanted to talk further. But they were really invested, it seemed, in getting their hooks in a piece of me, but I didn't do that.
You did well today. We certainly wouldn't want you beholden to any of them. You can keep the card, but if they come back, you let me know.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to deal with them. After all, you can't, you belong with me.
I know.
Come, let's eat. Enough, okay, enough of this talk.
After dinner, and I think, you know, Red will kind of let himself be, like, ushered off the chair. You know, I imagine, you know, Percival's taller than him, so he's kind of got, like, this Red's like 5'7", so He's probably got like, you know, an arm around his shoulder as he's leading him towards, you know, the table that's been immaculately set with his chef prepared meal. And he's like, dinner's great. But after dinner, Mr. Morgan, I guess he was trying to help with the situation, asked if I could come by. He has an artifact that he wants me to look at. And then also, if you could maybe help him with his car, I think it got damaged and I think it might be my fault.
Of course, we can. We will. We should certainly take care of Mr. Morgan's car.
Thank you.
And by all means, if he has an artifact he'd like you to look at, you can go take a look. Just don't.
No, I won't. I won't leave the building tonight anymore.
Wonderful.
Do you want me to come back to the penthouse after, or should I go to my apartment?
You can come back.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you later then.
Well, they have dinner first.
That's right. They have dinner. They have dinner first.
Great.
All right. And I think, maybe we can end the session there. We'll have Red pick up with Red and Morgan next time.
I may go knock on Mr. Morgan's intercom.
Yep.
Because I want to have a look at this thing.
Yeah, you could. So if he's in the Millennium Tower, so it's either you call him or it's the same where you go up to the desk and you're like, excuse me, can I please talk to Morgan? Mr. Stone is expecting me.
Okay, so yeah, so we have that. So Dancy, Red, lots of people coming to talk to Morgan next time.
So does this mean we have, I'll wait until after game is no longer live to ask questions.
Yeah. I was going to end the stream and we can do, chat and do some stars and wishes.
Sounds good.
Also end of session.
Oh yes. Why don't we do the end of session? I always forget that one. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Why don't we end of session now? And then we'll drop off for stars and wishes. So, in character sheet order, cause that's going to be the easiest. Red.
Yes.
Right. So end of session is just you can say which if there's a faction that you are sort of have a better understanding of and one that you have maybe less understanding of as a result of the session. Take your ratings up and down respectively and then mark one of them.
I think I'm a little confused about Wild because I don't understand their interest in me. Like, it's there, and it's going on, and it's certainly a thing, and it's interesting. But I'm just kind of like, why? Like, why are you so interested in me?
All right, so you ticked Wild up and Power down? Is that, or no, you had Wild it?
Yeah, Wild was at 2, so I ticked Wild down and Power 1. Because I am now back at Percival's Tower at his, place there. So,
yep. Dancy.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole werewolves take on this. You know, they grabbed him, but then they let him go. And talking to Dinesh, I think I have a little better grip on what's mortality going on.
Okay. Morgan?
I think what I'm going to do is my interactions with Dancy, who's Power, right?
Power.
Yep.
I'm going to bring that up to 0. I'm going to reduce Mortalis to 0. Okay. Does that look right?
Yeah.
It should be total of 2. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And you get to tick one of those.
What's that?
You can tick Mortalis because you already had power ticked. So.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
And Miss Mash.
I think I understand Mortalis better. I clearly understand that they're engaged in some little doomed effort to reclaim their world.
You're so upbeat.
They're excellent. They'll be useful. I already have one of them going after Morgan. I'm sure I can get more. I haven't really interacted with Knight except having, I'll admit, they showed up at my bar and it was sort of a kidnapping, but also sort of a date. I still don't really understand.
This caused a lot of trouble for you.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm trying to remember. Have you not rolled any circle moves, Miss Mash?
I that was my last circle. I just ticked them all.
So you took them all. Okay,
so my advance.
You took an advance, and then Dancy as well. You've ticked all of them, so you also can take an advance.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Okay, so I will go ahead and end the stream now, and we can chat logistics and such.